Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, we're just completing our fifth year of hosting and producing this show, and this is our 260th episode.
This show will include some highlights from 2015, some user comments, and some information about Eyes on Success from an interview that John Shea of the Talking Information Center, or TIC, did of us on their Mission Possible show in September. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, if you start out something new by taking a small step at a time, you can end up with something big. This show started 5 years ago in January of 2011 with only a few ideas and only our local audience from our local radio reading service. Well, now we've been at it, as Pete mentioned, for 5 years. We've done hundreds of shows. We still partner with the WXXI Reach Out Radio Reading Service, with them being our distributor through IAAIS, but now the show is available and listened to by people around the globe. And we've learned so much in the last 5 years doing this.
And it's been a lot of fun for us and also very rewarding. We get to meet lots of interesting people around the world and share their amazing stories with all of our listeners. And we've gotten very nice comments over the years through people, and that keeps us going. So we'll be continuing the show. Keep listening next year and share it with your friends.
So one special highlight this year that we'd like to mention was that Pris Rogers, the program manager of the American Foundation of the Blind's Vision Aware service, asked to feature Eyes on Success as their agency of the month for December of 2015. Well, this made us feel really proud, especially because technically Eyes on Success isn't even an agency, but they felt that we provide enough useful information to enough people with vision loss that they wanted to recognize us. So thank you to Vision Aware.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSighteyewear.com. Normally, we introduce the person being interviewed in this segment of the show, but this week, that's us, and you'll be hearing plenty about us in the rest of the show. So we'd like to take this opportunity to read some comments from listeners in response to our call for submissions to two separate drawings that we held this year.
The first drawing was for a free copy of Blind Square. When we interviewed the developers, they were willing to give us a copy of that for one of our listeners. Blind Square is a navigation app that is specially designed for the visually impaired, and we demoed that in the program if you want to hear about that. But anyway, as part of the drawing, listeners were asked to submit what their favorite episode of Eyes on Success was and why. And so here is one of the entries we received that we thought was particularly interesting.
Barbara wrote, "I have to say that my favorite show, it was hard to choose, is show 1514 on Beep Baseball. I had been aware of Beep Baseball for many years, but I had never looked into participating. I retired in early 2014 and now look for other activities. I am a huge baseball fan. I belong to the Society for American Baseball Research, have been to many baseball games at all levels around the country, and have read hundreds of books on baseball history. I decided to follow up on Beep Baseball after hearing your program on it. I joined one team and then moved to a second team where I fit in very well. I enjoyed my rookie season very much. I have never been able to play baseball due to my vision. I am not an athlete at all, but the team I was on plays for fun. So it is a good fit for me. I plan to participate in Beep Baseball for future seasons. Thank you for reminding me of this activity, which is a perfect fit for me."
And that's just one example of notes we've received from listeners over the years where what we've talked about in a show has impacted what someone has done or changed their life in some way. So we're happy to see that some of what people are hearing in the show is inciting them to do new and interesting things. As a sidebar to this whole story, it turned out that the Beat Baseball World Series was hosted in Rochester, New York, where we live, this summer. And Nancy and I went to see what was going on, and we actually ran into a number of the people that we have interviewed over the years. So that was quite fun. We hadn't expected that.
That was a lot of fun. It looks like a great game. And if you're interested, go back and listen to episode 15, 14, and maybe you'll end up joining a team too.
The next drawing we had was sponsored by Comics Empower. And this is an audio comic book service that we talked about in a previous episode. And here we offered a free comic book to people for submitting their entries. And their entries had to tell us what superpower they would like to have and why they would like that superpower and what they would do with it. And so, again, here is one of the more interesting entries that we received.
Gus wrote, "I would like to have telekinesis," which he kindly defined for us, "the ability to manipulate objects with the force of my mind. Unfortunately, if I did receive this power, I don't know if I would use it to benefit others, but it would make my life so much easier."
Sometimes it's not bad to benefit yourself.
"My kitchen is set up so the stove is set away from all the counter space. While I am cooking and stirring the pot on the stove, it would be nice to just reach across the kitchen and levitate the ingredients I need next and float them over to the pot instead of having to keep walking back and forth between the stove and the counter. Also, when working with sticky wet doughs and batters, I could telekinetically clean the mess off the spoon or beater without getting it all over my fingers and save more batter for my cookies or muffins without as many messy, battery fingerprints all over the kitchen. And of course, when I am done cooking, I could use telekinesis to scrub the dirty dishes while avoiding dishpan hands."
Being the main cleaner after our dinner projects around here, that would make my job a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Sure would. He goes on to say, "I had an experience last spring when I really wished I had telekinesis. When I checked into a hotel, they provided each guest with a whoopie pie tied up in a little bag. I didn't want to crush the tasty treat, so I carried the bag in the same hand as my white cane while I dragged my suitcase behind me to the room. When I got to the room, I propped my cane next to the door frame, held the tail of the whoopie pie bag between my teeth while I fished the key card out of my pocket and opened the door. Then I had to prop the door partway open with my foot, put the card back in my pocket, grab my cane, shoulder the door the rest of the way open, and drag my suitcase through behind me."
You know, at times I've felt that if people are going to be blinded, that they ought to be able to have more than two arms. That would be quite handy in situations like this. You have to be an acrobat sometimes.
"If I had telekinesis, I could have just levitated the card from my pocket, floated it into the door lock, and mentally held the door open for myself as I entered. That would have been more graceful than the awkward juggling act I had to perform at the time."
And I think he had another interesting experience where he talked about telekinesis being a real benefit if he had that power.
He sure did. "Lastly, one of my pet peeves is when I am walking and I arrive at an intersection and either there is a car pulled out over the crosswalk or one comes roaring up trying to beat the light and stops in the crosswalk when their light turns red and my parallel traffic starts flowing."
I've been there.
"I'm not comfortable walking around the front of these vehicles. It puts me too close to the moving traffic, and I never know if the impatient driver is going to turn right or even illegally pull through a traffic gap and run me over because he or she is paying more attention to the cross traffic than to the pedestrian trying to cross in front of him or her."
I've certainly seen that happen, too.
"If I cross behind the obstructing vehicle, not only do I risk a lung full of exhaust, but traffic turning down the street I am trying to cross might not see me behind the impatient vehicle and run me over. So often, I wait out the light cycle and try again on the next pass. the problem is even more compounded when it is raining, and I have both my white cane in one hand and an umbrella in the other and have no hands available for situationally appropriate gestures for the inconsiderate motorist blocking my crosswalk. It would be nice to be able to just levitate myself over the obstacle and continue on my way without losing any time.
Now, how many of us can relate to that story? I'm sure many of us have been in situations like that where you get very frustrated and even a little scared or worried that things aren't going to work right at the crosswalk. So I thought that was a really great letter.
We love hearing from our listeners. You know, we sit here and we talk week after week after week, and we love getting feedback and comments and even fun stories, whatever you want to tell us. Just shoot us an email at hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is information about Eyes on Success excerpted from an interview that John Shea, producer at the Talking Information Center, or TIC, did of us just this past September. So normally in this section, we're playing an interview that we did of somebody else, but there have been several occasions in which the tables were turned, and this is one of those.
And we did ask for his permission. He knew we were going to do this at the end of the year and wholeheartedly supported the idea. So here you go.
We have our live guest in queue right now, and we are being joined today by the Torpies, Nancy and Peter from the Eyes on Success program. How are you today? Welcome back.
Oh, we're great. Thanks.
Hi, John.
Hello. It's been about a year since we've talked to you. So first and foremost, let's have you introduce yourselves, explain a little bit about what Eyes on Success is, and we'll go from there.
I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy, and I'm actually fully sighted, although Pete is blind, and we've been together for over 30 years. So although I don't have any personal experience being blind, I have a lot of experience living with blindness. And Pete?
Well, and this is Pete, and I just wanted to say we've been hosting and producing this show now every week for almost 5 years. It's been really exciting and a very rewarding and enjoyable experience for us. Have the opportunity to meet lots of people around the world and network with lots of interesting people and share interesting stories.
Now, share the basic premise of the radio show, because it's fascinating, and we broadcast it every week, and it's a fascinating show.
Thanks. Well, we try to hit pretty much every aspect of living with blindness, everything from daily living issues to some very high-tech adaptive technology solutions and everything in between. Because all of that impacts the lives of people living with vision loss and or other print disabilities.
Excellent. How has the show evolved since your first broadcast 5 years ago?
Oh, I hope it's improved.
Boy, it's changed a lot. You know, when we first started the show, we had no idea really where it was going. And we just thought that we'd pass along tidbits of information during each show that we'd like to share with other people. And we didn't think we'd have any ideas for more than half a dozen shows. And basically, each show was a hodgepodge of a bunch of collected ideas. Since then, I think what we've done is gone to a more thematic presentation. So we'll pick a topic or a person we want to interview each week and focus on that and go into that in a little bit more detail.
I think one of the other big differences is when we started, we were just doing a half hour segment for our local radio reading program in Rochester, New York. And we would like to thank that audience for being our initial audience and kind of letting us get our feet wet. And it's been growing and mushrooming ever since then. And after about 6 months, we were really excited because we had gotten 200 downloads for the month. And now we would be disappointed to get 200 downloads in a day. And we're broadcast over many different radio reading services across the United States and Canada, as well as several streaming services, and the podcast has really taken off. So our audience has gone from being just people in our local home area to being the entire planet.
Over those past 5 years, do you have any favorite moments or any episodes that stand out among the others?
Oh, there are so many wonderful episodes. We actually, before you contacted us today, we went through just this year's shows. So what we've been trying to do is we've got certain categories of topics that we try to make sure to hit every once in a while. Employment is a big, big issue for people with vision loss. And this year we did one show basically just talking about general employment issues, but we also talked with some blind people who had jobs that people might find surprising or people might be aspiring to and think, oh, that's impossible, I'm blind. But it turns out these other people have done it. This year we talked to a Supreme Court justice from Michigan and a pharmacist, but we've covered lots of other jobs in the past.
Fantastic. Obviously very, very crucial to this listening audience, especially as employment.
Well, that's what we thought. And so we've been trying to focus more on visually impaired people with professional jobs that you might not initially think that a blind person would aspire to. And just to show people that, you know, this really is possible and hopefully motivate some people and show them that these goals are attainable.
And it's really gratifying because sometimes we'll get contacted by young people. So we did an episode last year with a blind physician, and he was actually blind when he entered medical school. And we got contacted by a couple of blind young people who said, you know, I'd really love to be able to go to medical school. Can you put me in touch with this guy? And he, of course, all of our guests have been so generous with their time. And they're like, yeah, sure, I'd love to talk to some young person who's interested in doing the same thing that I've managed to do.
Fantastic. Where do you see the show moving towards in the future?
Well, I think we'll do more of the same we cover a wide variety of people and areas of the world. So I think a lot of people listen through radio reading services. They're probably a little less tech savvy. You know, they'll just flip the switch on a radio to listen to us. And through the other end of the spectrum is people who access us over the internet. They're probably more tech savvy and dealing with podcasts. It's a newer technology. So we have a wide range of audience. So we have some topics where we discuss new products and services, new research, new resources that people might want to be aware of. And then we also have a whole range of stories that are just human interest stories. I mean, we've talked with a blind person who walked the Appalachian Trail and blind people who have canoed. We had some shows recently this year about blind people playing cricket, blind people playing baseball. And what else did we have?
Oh, we had golf and sailing expeditions for the blind, cross-country skiing. And of course, you know, at the end, we're just about done. And the golfer says, oh, do you want to hear about my hole in one? So we've learned to expect incredible things from people, but we get surprises, too.
And then we've also interviewed leaders in the technology field. So, for example, Ted Henter, who people might know, was the founder of JAWS. And, you know, people use the JAWS screen reader these days. Jim Fruchterman, who was the founder of Benetech, and which encompasses Bookshare and the Diagram Center. And so we've interviewed lots of people like that. Dean Blasey, who's associated with the First Note Takers. And it's great to hear their stories about how their passion for doing something useful for the visually impaired community had developed into entire industries and sometimes.
Now, you have a website. The website is eyesonsuccess.net. And Peter, you were telling me off air, I think, that you added a new feature to that website.
Oh, yeah. So what we did last year was, you know, it turns out after doing this show for 5 years every week, we have nearly 250 shows in the archives. And we keep them all up there, but that can be rather tedious to navigate them all by hand and figure out which show you want to listen to. So what I did was I programmed up a little search feature that if you put in a search phrase or a word such as employment, you'll come up with a list of shows where we talked with blind people in various professional fields. And if you put in search terms like science or math, you'll find shows that focused on how visually impaired people deal with science or math. Or if you put in the word pioneer, you'll come up with those shows about Jim Fruchterman, Dean Blasey, Jim Gashel, and some of the people you'd recognize from the field of assistive technology. So we thought that would be a useful way for people to find shows of interest in that archive. In fact, we use it quite a bit ourselves when we're looking for shows and people say, have you done a show on so-and-so? Or would you do a show on so-and-so? And so we'll put in a keyword and boy, a couple of shows pop up and then we can tell people about it. You can also search for shows by show number. So at the end of each episode, we'll tell you what show number that episode is. And if you've heard the show and want to go back to it, you can search for it by the number of the show. And one more thing I'd like to point out is, you know, long URLs and websites, they're difficult to catch in audio, and people aren't always ready to write those down.
Yes.
So with every show, we also have links to not only the audio and a summary of the show, but we have a link to the show notes for that episode. And what the show notes contain is all of the links, resources, telephone numbers, URLs that we talked about in that show, and some more information. So it's in one handy place you can go to find that either right after the show or later on.
What a fantastic idea. That's brilliant.
So we hope people are using those features. We find them useful when, you know, we're going back over our notes and giving references to people when they ask for connections.
Where can people contact you? And if they want to share information, can they pass it along to you?
You know, if people have suggestions for shows, questions to us, they can go to the website to contact us or send us an email note at hosts@eyesonsuccess.net. And we always welcome that kind of user interaction. So the email is a good place to contact us. And in addition, we have some user groups set up on Google Groups that there's two groups. One is an announcements only list, so you can get weekly announcements and links to the weekly shows. And then we also have another Google group set up that's a discussion list for topics you've heard discussed on the show if you want to interact with other listeners. But we have the announcements list just because some people don't want to clutter their email with a lot of notes back and forth. So that's just a very low traffic thing. But if you're interested in talking about some of these topics, you can join the discussion list. And there's information on our website about how to join each of those groups if you'd like to.
Excellent. That website again is eyesonsuccess.net.
Some of our favorite shows have originated as suggestions or even requests or just questions from other people. So we did two shows earlier this year, one of which was about preparing for upcoming blindness. And this originated when an old friend called us up and said, you know, I just went to my eye doctor and I got this diagnosis and I can see fine now, but in 8 or 10 years, I'll probably be totally blind. What should I do now to prepare? And we're like, you know, he is not the only person who needs this information. So we put together a whole episode and dedicated it to Craig. And then somebody else contacted us. He said, you know, I'm blind. I can do that. I got that all under control. But now I've got this toddler who's sighted. Can you give me some tips about, you know, being a blind parent of a sighted kid? We're like, you know, you're not the only person who wants to know about that either. So we did a whole episode with that and let him ask us questions because, of course, we had two kids, so we're experts in the field.
Exactly.
Now for this week's final item, ways in which you can connect with us at Eyes on Success.
Well, we already heard about the two Google groups that we have, one for announcements of the weekly shows and one our discussion group. And of course, the other way you can connect with the show is by listening to Eyes on Success. And there are a number of ways you can do that. One is through podcasting. You can subscribe to the Eyes on Success podcast in iTunes, or you can subscribe using your favorite podcatcher on Windows or any other device, like the Bookport Plus, for example. You can subscribe to podcasts. The Victor Reader Stream also has the ability to do podcasts and, in fact, included Eyes on Success as one of the favorites in their built-in podcasts. So there are a number of ways you can listen to Eyes on Success.
Well, in addition, you can listen through your local radio reading service, or if you want to catch just one or two back episodes, you can get into our website at www.eyesonsuccess.net and find all the back episodes in the archive and just download the individual show with its complete audio.
And as we mentioned earlier, if you're looking for something specific, be sure to use the search feature that's on our website. We find it quite handy, and we hope other listeners are also. Just put in a keyword or a topic or a show number, and you'll be presented with a list of shows matching that criterion, along with a link to the audio, a link to the show notes, and a quick summary of the show.
You can also listen via several streaming services that many people with visual and other print impairments are fond of, like iBlink Radio, Global Voice, and ACB Radio. But if you don't want to have to remember to look for the show or, you know, remember to listen to it at whatever time it's being streamed or broadcast, you can get a note sent to you every week, either by joining the Google Groups announcement list that Pete talked about, or you can like us on Facebook, where we're Eyes on Success. You can follow us on Twitter, where we're @_EyesOnSuccess. And you can find an audio of the announcement with a link to the show on Audio Boom, where we're also Eyes on Success.
And just another reminder to make use of the show notes. Those can be quite handy. You know, when you're listening to audio and you hear a bunch of phone numbers or complicated URLs or email accounts, that can be hard to capture and write down or remember. So that's why we provide the show notes. If you click on the show notes associated with any show, you'll be brought to a web page with all of that information, links, phone numbers, contact information, and additional information that you'll find useful, as well as links to other shows that are related.
And as we've said before, but we can't stress this enough, we want this to be a two-way conversation. So if you have comments or questions or suggestions for upcoming shows, send us an email at hosts@eyesonsuccess.net. We'd love to hear from you.
And we want to thank all of our listeners over the years who have sent us some very nice notes of appreciation, suggestions for new ideas, suggestions for topics of shows, and people who have supported us financially, as well as some of our other supporters that you've been hearing in the show recently. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been a good 5 years. We hope to continue it for many more years.
That's it for show number 1552. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about F123 and web accessibility. We'll speak with Fernando Botelho about growing up blind in several countries in South America and the company he founded called F123. They've developed several tools for making computers and websites more accessible. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, @EyesOnSuccess, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.